It's the 11th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The effects of the faulty Horizon accounting software and the subsequent scandal scarred the village of Studholme in Bedfordshire, which had a post office and general store until 2001. John Hannah operated the location, a family business since 1837. Mr. Hannah, who is a qualified accountant, said, "I knew there was something wrong with Horizon. You can't go from balancing for 15 years and then suddenly you're not balancing." When he informed the community he was closing the business, the only shop in the area, his fellow villagers were infuriated, expressing it through property damage, hate mail and his social isolation. The village, almost a quarter of a century later, still has no local shop or post office. Bedfordshire has finished among the bottom 10 counties in the UK when it comes to the occurrence of crime, according to security experts ADT. As of March 2023, only 72 crimes per 100,000 people were recorded across the county, making it one of the lowest for criminal activity. Thameslink and EMR train services between Bedford and Luton will be affected over three weekends due to equipment upgrades, which will allow for an increase in train speeds. The weekend of the 20th of January and the 27th of January and the 10th of February are all dates affected by the network rail disruption. The customer service director for EMR, Dave Meredith, said customers should expect extended journey times with rail replacement buses and amended timetables in place. Over 8,000 people attended the 2023 Bedford Christmas Tree Light Festival, where £23,000 was raised, exceeding the previous year's numbers. The funds will be shared between St Paul's Church and Bedford Hospital Charity and Friends. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.